What's up, girls and boys? This is your friendly neighborhood sunflower hoarder. I had my room to myself, because my parents and my sister left for the mall a while ago, and it's just me and my brother. My brother's, he minds his own business. And I'm glad that he does that. This is one of those days when, sorry about like the weird sound. I'm taping my mic to my shirt. This is one of those days when I have time and the privacy to record, but I don't have a script prepared and I'm not in the mindset to record, so I end up not recording anything. Which is, sometimes I feel bad, but I know deep inside that it's better to record with something prepared than improv everything on a whim. Almost 90% of my audios are originals, meaning I wrote the script for it and the premise is something that I thought of or something that was suggested to me, and the script is something that I wrote myself or with the help of someone or with the guidance of someone. I don't do many script fills because personally I have a hard time speaking in a different way, like a way that's not written by myself. If that makes sense. I know that makes sense. Yeah. So, I feel kind of bad that I had all these hours and this privacy to record something, but since I don't have a script ready, I'm not recording anything. It's just one of those bouts of laziness days where I'd rather do something else than record, and that's okay, you know. It's better to do something when you want to do it and not force it. It's like I want to release something. An audio, specifically. I want to release an audio when I feel like I've prepared for it and I like how it is. I have a lot of scrapped audios that you guys will never hear because I didn't like the way it ended up. I'm doing some watercolor things, by the way. I'll put it up when I put this audio up. Helps me think. And yeah, maybe I'll just give you guys a mini life update. Sorry about the weird sound. Those are my neighbors. I have the window open because I got the fan closed. Because that would be too loud. And I have to keep the fan open. And as a consequence, you're going to hear everything that my neighbors are doing outside. Thankfully, the factory is closed. Sundays, usually the factory is closed, and that's a good time to record an audio because if I go inside my closet, it's like it's super good. The soundproofing is good in my standards, at least. And yeah, this was such a perfect moment to record something because the factory is out, my parents are out, my sisters are out. No one to walk in on me, no one to interrupt me. My brother's like playing video games downstairs. Yeah, like I said, I feel kind of bad that I didn't record anything, but I would rather record something that I'm proud of, you know. Like, I feel ready. I literally haven't written anything for Blanket Fort yet. I just have the idea in my head and I don't want to go inside a closet and spew out things, you know, not following an outline or not having a dialogue or a script or a guide. I don't want to do that. So, yeah, maybe I'll just give you guys a little. Why are my neighbors closing doors so loud? I know I do that too. Like, come on. Okay. What have I been doing? I've been getting back into drawing again, because I haven't done that in a while. I've recently just been writing and journaling and not really drawing anything for the sake of drawing anything. So I'm drawing some oranges right now using this brush pen. It's kind of weird, like this paper isn't made for watercolor. So I'm just trying it on. Maybe I'll just keep drawing some oranges. Oranges are nice to draw. Yeah, I have a new brush pen. I haven't used a brush pen before, but it's nice. I think I'll just keep drawing oranges in different colors. What else has been happening? I'm mentally like, first of all, I'm so sorry I keep saying things like or you know, that kind of stuff. I am not an American. I know you guys know this, but English isn't my first language, and when I do rambles like this, I have to auto-translate my thoughts as I'm talking. And I'm not complaining, it's good practice, because in my line of work, I usually deal with people who speak English, and it's good practice. And most of my online friends are English speakers. Most of my in real life friends, too, now that I think about it. And I'm so sorry that it's probably cringy sometimes how I speak, saying like and you know all the time. But I'm trying. I'm trying to improve with my English speaking. And okay, sorry, I need all my brain power to draw inside these lines. Okay, there we go. What was I saying? Work-wise, I've been going through some tough times because of Corona. I've mentioned this before. Any of you who are new here, hi! Thank you so much for subscribing. Damn, son. Why? It's not subscribing, it's like following. This isn't YouTube, but why? Thank you for being here, for liking what I do, for your comments and your messages. And if you've been here for a while, you know that I work as a machine operator in an institution, let's just say. Yeah, I operate machines for a living. I teach students how to use them. I help students use them. I'm good with my hands. And that's why I love design and, you know, I nerd out about equipment sometimes. I don't know if you can't see the subreddits that I follow, but woodworking is one of them. DIY crafts, something I made, you know, I love those things. Because I like product design. And I and some of my workmates were labeled as non-essentials. I'm not technically a frontliner. We're not needed to have the institution operating at full capacity. So we're not needed, is what I'm saying. So some of us were given July and August off, and you know, it's affected our income a little bit. I'm still luckier than most, I'm thankful, you know, for still being able to get by during this tough time in the world. I'm like not sad. I'm so sorry if I sound sad. I'm not sorry if I sound sad, but I'm not sad. I'm just, my voice is getting really low because I'm coloring inside the lines. Okay, yeah. I wish I can like take a video of what I'm doing right now, but I don't have that kind of technology. And I post the shit I do on social media, so if any one of you out there are actually my in real life friends, then this is gonna be awkward for both of us. Or is it? Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, work-wise, I'm not doing anything for July and August. And my parents and my siblings are still gonna be in the house with me, so it's gonna be difficult to record still. But I'm gonna get to writing scripts, more scripts. First being the Blanket Fort script, because you guys wanted that. Thank you so much for voting in the poll. That really helped me because I have so many ideas in my brain and I'm just indecisive on what should I start first when I have a lot of ideas. So I just figured, why not ask the people who are listening to me? And thank you guys for answering. I appreciate it. Like I said, I keep repeating myself, but now I feel bad that I haven't written anything because this is like the most perfect opportunity to record something. And I'm not recording anything. I'm just sitting here drawing oranges, but I'm having fun. Yeah, okay. What else do I want to talk about? I've been recently obsessed, I guess, not obsessed, but like amazed with this user, Beyonce is a Virgo. B, hi, hello, it's me, Snarky. And she's just so cool. She scores her own porn. Her own audios, I mean. If you guys haven't heard of her, go check her out. Check out her subreddit, Bees Boys. I just want to let you all know I'm Bees Boy, and check out her work. Gosh, even her rambles. I mean, I'm not a guy. Most of her audios are guy oriented, of course, but I like listening to her rambles and her posts. Even the descriptions of her pose are already such a treat, and she's got a nice sense of humor. Her personality really shines through. She always bickers with Unsteady Eddie. Gosh, I live for online friendships like that. That's so cool. And she's just such a good performer and creator. And the singer, she sings so good. And her it's a tricycle. She's such a good singer. Her songs, her rambles keeps me company a lot of times when I do random shit around the house. And she's such, I'm like fangirling, but she's just so inspiring, and it's so amazing that it's so amazing because she hasn't been doing audios for that long, but she's already gotten so much good feedback, good following. Because you can totally see that she puts so much effort and love and thought into her work. And dude, that's so motivating, so inspiring to see people like that around the community. Old me would have been down knowing that, oh, this performer, she hasn't been doing this for that long, and she's already gotten so much followers, and you know, I've been here for almost a year, and I'm really, but it's so inspiring when you see other people doing what they love and just keeping on. You know, I used to be super intimidated with the success of other people, especially with my peers, with my friends. But over time, I kept this mindset of letting the success and the talents of other people inspire me rather than intimidate me, so that my brain isn't filled with so much negativity and toxicity. It's not easy. Like, it definitely took me a while to adopt that kind of thinking, but it's worth it, you know. You see other people doing what they love. It's not easy. I mean, it definitely took me a while to adopt that kind of thinking, but once you get used to it, you're going to see things in a different light and have a much better outlook on life and the future, and anyway, it's just a nice thing to think about. Yeah, I feel inspired. Okay, I wanna do so much better with how I used to be. I feel like my audios are so haphazard from before. A part of me wants to take some of my old audios and re-edit them in a way that I am... So many pauses. Knowing what I know now, a part of me wants to take my old audios and re-edit some of them. But, you know, it's the point. Maybe one of these days, but maybe not as well, because, you know, that's in the past. I'd rather just work on new stuff instead of bringing the old things back. Yeah. I told you my improvs are all over the place, but I hope you take something from this. I don't know if I should edit this. It would feel wrong to edit it. Maybe I will, maybe. Okay, I'm gonna hold myself to this. I recorded this June 28th. At 5:40 p.m. Right now it's 5:40 p.m. I've been recording for almost 20 minutes. Yeah. Okay, if you hear this at like August, I'm an asshole. Okay. I'm gonna try my best to edit this as soon as possible. Just edit out the truck sounds, the annoying neighbor sounds, and give you guys a little ramble. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you again for voting for that audio. I don't know if I should stay and keep talking or just leave. I hope you're doing something while you're listening to this, because this is just a chill, very unplanned ramble. My rambles are usually planned, like I know what I'm gonna say, but now, this time I just took out my phone, taped my mic to my chest, not to my chest, to my shirt. Taped my mic to my shirt and started talking. And I hope it's okay. Eek, that's too much water. And I hope it's okay with you guys. I was also thinking of setting up a, is it a Ko-fi or a Ko-fi or whatever that's called? Yeah, I was thinking of setting up something like that. Just some sort of a little tip jar if you guys want to donate to the Snark Foundation. I've had messages from people asking for commissions and stuff, and I don't think I'm doing any commissions in the near future, because, you know, equipment wise, privacy wise, I am not confident with the responsibility that that entails. Privacy-wise, I am not confident that I'll be able to deliver with and keep up with the response. I'm gonna repeat some shit. I've had messages from some people asking me if I'll ever. I've had messages from some people asking me if I will consider making custom audios or setting up a Patreon or something where they can support me more. And I'm gonna say I don't see myself making a Patreon or accepting commissions anytime soon, because I'm not confident that I'll be able to deliver. Equipment wise and privacy wise, it's just not possible. So maybe in the distant future, where I live alone and I have a nice setup, maybe I'll consider it. But maybe not right now. The best thing I can do right now is a tip jar for those who want to support me. It's not mandatory. Don't think that it is. It's just for those who want to send a little coin my way. You're not obligated to. I'm never putting any of my content behind a paywall, because I just don't want to. Yeah, that's really just the gist of it. I don't want to. Yeah, nothing else really. I'm like thinking of reasons. Is there another reason why I don't want to make exclusive audios? Nah, that's it. Already told you guys, privacy-wise, equipment-wise. And I never got into this hobby this is a hobby for me. Something, a creative outlet for my imagination and my fantasies, and I don't aim to. This is for me, it's an outlet, and it's an outlet for my hobby. it's a hobby. For me, this is an outlet for creativity, you know, a hobby. Somewhere I can take some fantasies and voice them, bring them to life. Send some love your way. And that's it. I don't intend to make money off of that. No disrespect to those who do. I mean, dude, I know that this is like... For me, this is a hobby, you know, an outlet for my creativity and a place to voice out my fantasies and my thoughts. And I don't intend to monetize anything I do. The responsibility is just you. I don't like too much responsibility, if you guys haven't noticed yet. I won't even make a freaking subreddit because of the effort it would take to manage that kind of thing. So, yeah. That's it, I guess. I'm definitely gonna have to edit this because I kept pausing it because people outside are being noisy, but yeah. Gonna take a picture of this orange. The water bled out. That's annoying. But yeah, not too much water next time. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to whatever this is. And it's nice to ramble for a little bit. Bless you. To the window. And yeah, good times, you guys. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're doing good. And even though you're not, gonna make it through this. I like to think that we're gonna make it through this, because otherwise, what's the point, you know? It's all gonna be okay. Okay, I'm gonna go make some coffee. It's almost 6 p.m., but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna make myself cold coffee, maybe some bread. I'm gonna turn on my fan because it's fucking hot. And yeah. See you again, cuties. Till the next one. Mm-hmm. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. Bye.